and welcome to Encore, an hour of classical music on Radio Tumbleworld with me, Bryce Avery. First movement, Vivace, from Telemann's Horn Concerto in D major. George Philipp Telemann was born in 1681 and died in 1767. He taught himself music and became a composer against his family's wishes. Nevertheless, his outlook was prolific and he became a titan of the German Baroque era. Now, we heard the first movement, Vivace, which means lively and fast. And we're going to hear the second and third movements now, Largo, followed by Allegro. Largo means broadly in Italian and implies that a piece should be played about the speed of a slow human heartbeat. Allegro, on the other hand, means fast, quickly, and bright. Thank you. Movements of Telemann's Horn Concerto in D Major, played there by the Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach Chamber Orchestra. Let's have another allegro, fast, quickly and bright piece now. It is the Piano Concerto No. 17 in G Major by Mozart, the first movement. The concerto was composed in 1784 and is orchestrated for solo piano, flute, two oboes, two bassoons, two horns, and strings. It's played for us here by the Gulbenkian Orchestra. Thank you.
Thank you.
The Gulbenkian Orchestra playing the first movement allegro of Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 17. Thank you for listening to Encore, classical music on Radio Tumbril with me, Bryce Avery. We have a website, www.tumbril.co.uk. You'll find a playlist, an email link, a comments page, and a list of all the times and frequencies of broadcast of Encore from WRMI in the United States and Channel 292 in Europe. Three songs now from Schubert's song cycle, Die Schöne Milleren, or The Pretty Miller Girl. Schubert wrote the song cycle in 1823, a few years after the poems themselves were published. The story tells of a journeyman miller walking through the woods following a stream which leads him to a clearing where he finds the mill and its accompanying maid. In the first song that we're going to hear, Danksagung an den Bach, or Thanksgiving to the Brook, the miller gives thanks to the little stream for providing work for his hands and his heart. In the second song, Evening's Rest, the miller, who has worked all day, feels that the maid is ignoring him. He wishes he could lift the millstones himself to get her attention. In the third song, Ungeduld, or Impatience, the young wandering miller declares, "My heart is yours and it will be forever." These lieder are sung by Ian Bostridge, accompanied by Mitsuko Ikeda. Worth noting that the piano is as important as the voice in these sort of lieder, providing much more than a simple accompaniment. For instance, we hear Schubert evoking the babbling brook and the grinding of the mill wheels. So here is Thanksgiving to the Brook, Evening's Rest, and Impatience from Die Schöne Milleren by Schubert.
Thank you.
Pieces for solo oboe now. They are by contemporary French composer Gilles Silvestrini and will be played by one of my neighbours on a recording we made a few weeks ago. Both the pieces are taken from Silvestrini's Six Etudes for Oboe, which are all responses to particular paintings. The first is Sand de Plage, Ciel d'Orage, beach scene with stormy sky, by Eugène Bodin, and the second is Sentier dans les Bois, Path Through the Woods, by Auguste Renoir. They are played here by Rosie Stanforth, co-principal oboe of the English National Opera. Rosie Stanforth playing firstly Sand de Plage and then Sentier dans les Bois by Gilles Silvestrini. The images of both paintings in question by Baudin and Renoir are on the Radio Tumbril website. Time now for some piano music. We're going to have Ballade No. 3 in A flat major by Chopin. Chopin was a Polish composer and virtuoso pianist. He was born in 1810 and died at the age of 39 in 1849. The soloist is Cheongjin Cho on a 2016 Deutsche Grammophon recording. number 3 in A flat major, composed around 1841. We come now to our last piece, which we will play out on. It is the first movement, Allegro con brio, fast and with brilliance, of Symphony number 3 in E flat major by Beethoven, otherwise known as the Eroica. Originally, Beethoven dedicated this symphony to Napoleon, who he considered a hero of the people and champion of freedom. But when Beethoven heard the news in 1804 that Napoleon had crowned himself Emperor of France, he was so upset that he scratched out Napoleon's name on the manuscript and replaced it simply with the word heroic. Beethoven was at his innovative best when he composed this in 1803. And the symphony itself is often considered to be a landmark or a bridge between the classical period and the emerging romantic era. Thank you for listening to Encore, classical music on Radio Tumbril with me, Bryce Avery. We have a website, www.tumbril.co.uk. You'll find a playlist, an email link, a comments page, and a list of all the times and frequencies of broadcast of Encore from WRMI in the United States and Channel 292 in Europe. So now here is the first movement of Beethoven's Symphony No. 3, the Eroica, played by the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Manfred Hoenig. It just remains for me to say goodbye until next time. Goodbye.